20s, and we're going to stop reading right there. That's it. That's the forecast for today. Right now, we're at 22 degrees in Richland Center.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
2 hours late today for these schools, Riverdale, the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle. There's no AM Early Childhood or 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. And Ithaca is 2 hours late. There is no AM 4K, and the weight room is closed this morning. Vark routes are running 2 hours late. Yes, that extended forecast, a winter storm warning, kicks in at midnight tonight and all the way through Saturday morning for the potential of 8 to 13 inches of snow. A couple of inches overnight, again, a slippery start to the day for many of us. A little bit more snow to the west of us, it sounds like, again. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the goods stuff, Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Did you see Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis call each other liars last night? They were the only two candidates on stage at the Republican presidential candidates debate. Frontrunner Donald Trump wasn't there. He was at a town hall event on the Fox News channel where he talked about Chris Christie, who had dropped out of the race just hours before and was caught on a hot mic talking about Nikki Haley.
He had a hot mic where he was talking to somebody about the weather, and he happened to say that she doesn't have what it takes. She'll be creamed in the election. And I mean, I know her very well, and I happen to believe that Chris Christie is right.
Former President Trump will be at his civil fraud trial today in New York.
Closing arguments are expected today in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York. The former president, who's the leading Republican contender in the 2024 presidential nomination, wanted to deliver his own closing remarks in the courtroom today. The judge at first was keen on the idea, warning that Trump may not deliver a campaign speech or impugn him, his adversaries, and court staff. But the judge nixed that plan. Trump is accused of exaggerating his wealth on financial statements he provided to banks, insurance companies, and others. Trump says he did nothing wrong, didn't lie about his fortune, and he's the victim of political persecution. I'm Donna Water.
Hunter Biden, the president's son, will be in federal court in Los Angeles today. He's expected to plead not guilty to tax offenses. Prosecutors say he skipped out on paying almost $1.5 million he owed the IRS and instead used the money to fund an extravagant lifestyle that included drugs and alcohol. Israel's accused of committing genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. It denies that. Today, the UN's top court is hearing that case in the Netherlands. The case was brought by South Africa. This is AP News. Is severe weather going to foul up Iowa's political caucuses?
Record-breaking cold is threatening to complicate Iowa's leadoff caucuses next week. Snow is already on the ground, and Chad Hahn at the National Weather Service says on caucus day, there will be record cold, a high temperature of 1 degree.
Snow's actually may be on the high side, so we may not warm above 0 degrees on Monday.
Iowa Republican Party Chair Jeff Kaufman is not worried.
Although it may be a little uncomfortable, it will not be a deterrent to attempt.
These voters are not going to let some cold weather keep them away.
Bundle up. Layer up.
If you are in Iowa, you shouldn't be afraid of the cold.
The candidates are publicly expressing optimism. Their supporters will show up. I'm Ed Donahue.
An ancient species of great ape was likely driven to extinction hundreds of thousands of years ago because of climate change, say scientists. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
If you're looking for quality tools with a hometown touch, look no further than your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores. Open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. And here's a deal that's too good to pass up. Buy more and save with Milwaukee Tools. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and receive a whopping $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Don't miss out.
6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning with WRCO, WRCE this morning. We'll give you the weather updates, school announcements, and more in just a little bit here.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Today's forecast calls for highs in the upper 20s with northwest to west winds between 4 and 8 miles per hour. Tonight, a low of 20, 1 to 2 inches of snow overnight. Friday, 5 to 7 inches, another 1 to 3 Friday night, maybe another 1 on Saturday, bringing storm total accumulations 8 to 13 inches by Saturday morning. A winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grand counties kicks in at midnight tonight. Right now in Richland Center, after the earlier reading of 26, after a couple of inches of new snow, it is 22 degrees.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These schools are 2 hours late. Riverdale, the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle. There is no AM early childhood and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. And the Ithaca District is 2 hours late. There is no AM 4K and no weight room this morning. Vark routes are running 2 hours late in our community as well. As we mentioned earlier, the cleanup continues, but it was a slipperier commute for me personally this morning than yesterday. And that's because the snow had stopped pretty much the night before and things were cleaned up. This morning, it was still snowing up until about 5 o'clock or so. So it made for a mess. And there are some pockets of fog out there. So it's been a little bit trickier this morning. And as a result, at least three area districts are changing schedule. The snowfall amounts in that forecast, very concerning to me. In fact, I did not put on my winter boots until this week. So the big snowstorm on Tuesday. So that was the first I had my winter boots out. And I've still got them out. Now, my concern is I don't think they're tall enough for the snow that's predicted. I'm going to have to find some extensions. Maybe take some old tires and kind of rivet them on there or something like that. But anyway, welcome to a Thursday morning.
Midnight, and I'm waiting on the 1205. Hoping it'll take me just a little farther down the line. The moonlight, you're just a heartache in disguise. Won't you keep my heart from breaking if it's only for a very short time? Playing with a queen of hearts, knowing it ain't really smart.
Oh,
Dylan Girard and WRCO and this Young Again. Oh, my goodness, yes. One of our listeners saying that to extend my boots, newspapers and bread wrappers. That's a pretty good idea. Yeah, get some bread wrappers and put them on my feet and then pull them up and then, you know, yeah, get some newspaper, extend my boots for that potential up to 13 inches on the high side in the next couple of days. That would be really nice. I don't remember back in the day. We were talking yesterday about the April of 73 storm that brought in 20-some inches. And the worst with that storm was the blowing. There were just huge, huge drifts. And lots of the equipment at the time had trouble moving that snow or making any kind of path. But so that's probably maybe the worst one I ever remember. But the second worst was it would have been December of 1990, because Macy was just born, and we were living in Little Willow at the time, and we had upwards of, it was in the upper teens, I want to say 18 or 19 inches, and that's, I think that is the only morning that I was unable to navigate to the radio studios because of weather, so knock on wood, but so I remember out there just futilely trying to shovel, and my good neighbor Sandy Mott came down with a blower on the tractor and got it so I could at least get, didn't have a vibe then. Was it the Ford Maverick? No, I don't remember. Whatever it was, so I could at least get down the driveway to the main highway. That was the biggest challenge at that time. So hopefully, you know, I guess, as I mentioned earlier this week, I'm always skeptical when they have these big snowfall amounts. But this past one that they predicted was right on the money, unfortunately. 22 right now at WRCO. Hank Bray's made it in here. Let's see what he's got going. Coming up.
Born in Dixie, washed in the blood and raised on the banks of the Mississippi mud. She always had to think about falling in love with a bad boy. Yeah, they could see it all coming, but her daddy never dreamed she'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean? The way a girl gets when she turns 17, kind of crazy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter, she was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left your daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her. Said I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with amazing grace. We made California lie. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. Child and a preacher's daughter, she was baptized in dirty water. Mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her.
Toby Keith on WRCL, WRCE. It is 20 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock. And don't forget, our feeder sale is this morning. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
The Richland Center Rodeo Committee hopes you'll plan to attend the 10th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament at the Phoenix Center Sunday, featuring two shifts, 11 and 2, $15 per person. There's a sign-up sheet at the Phoenix Center, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a bake sale. Come and have a good time and have some fun. For more information, call Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692. And don't forget, the State Rodeo Finals in Richland Center will be June 14th through the 16th.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally, where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
For many aging adults, changes in health and lifestyle can lead to depression or anxiety. The loss of loved ones or our normal routines can leave a person feeling lonely and isolated. Senior Life Solutions, a department of the Richland Hospital and Clinics, is an intensive outpatient program designed to address the unique mental health needs of older adults. If someone you care about might benefit from a community of support, please reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to learn more.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, Phil. I had to get off the table from dancing, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
Getting ready for Saturday night.
Getting ready? All right. You had to dance around a few snowy areas and foggy areas.
And I had some fog coming in, some pockets of fog, which is weird, because sometimes that's that fog will drop droplets when it's 20 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right,
so,
right.
So, but anyway.
Forecast doesn't sound real favorable for the next couple of days.
No, if you like high school sports, it doesn't sound favorable at all.
Not tomorrow night, anyway.
No, it does not.
Tomorrow, and maybe even into Saturday.
And then Sunday, you're going to be too cold to do anything. So.
I know it.
So, and it could get... So if the Packers actually do win on Sunday, would it be colder at your house?
Yeah, I think she's rooting for Dallas. I think she's looking for some Dallas gear. Yeah. I can't figure that out, because I'm like, you know what? I root for the Central Division. I'm thinking, even I'm a Detroit Lions fan. I mean, I really would like to see the Lions do well in the playoffs.
Here's the thing, Phil. You can't, you know, she makes the choices.
I know.
And you're one of them. But
that's right.
But
gotta remember that.
I mean, she don't want the Packers to win at anything, does she?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-uh. She would probably like them to just go straight up, belly up, wouldn't she?
Probably.
How sad.
I know. Yeah.
We're still rooting for you, June. I think there's hope. I'm thinking. So maybe not.
She's going to call in and slap you right across the phone.
I know. I'm scared of her doing that.
Wow.
Especially if I see her pull up in the driveway. I'm locking the door and then running out the back.
You and I both.
When she shows up, it's like, oh, no, what'd Phil do?
I know.
Yeah,
because she can run faster. That's for sure.
I'm sure she.
There's no doubt.
With our speed put together. Anyway.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Not a lot, buddy. Mm-hmm. Not a lot. Again, a busy morning for me out there. So.
Yeah. Right. It was busy here. You know, and I think the area school districts that delayed, you know, they had to do some checking. You know, with they check around the district and different things, and the county crews and things like that. But so it was a little bit later decision this morning,
right?
You know, about it. But
trying to get schooling,
the right decision.
Yeah, without question. Yep. So, you know, all these people, you know, we're all in this boat together. If you live in town, you go out there, you clean a nice driveway off.
Yep.
You know, looks pretty, and then as soon as you walk in the house, take your shoes off. You hear the city plow coming, and you look outside, and your whole driveway's black. And it's like, you know what? I get in trouble for putting it in your street.
Yeah, yeah.
That I pay for.
Oh, yeah.
You put it in mine.
Watch
in
it.
My driveway that I pay for. It's okay.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Down in Baskerville, they're going to plow it all right in your driveway.
I think they do. Hey, everybody got the snow over here. Put it in the this driveway right here.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, pile it up.
Speaking of that, I was on I went on a winter vacation one time down south. And I returned, and I had two dump loads of snow in my driveway.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah,
friends.
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 With friends like that.
Yeah, friends. So it took till the end of May for that to go away.
Yeah, that's hard to shovel. It gets a little bit
pricey. I didn't even try.
Yeah? Just left it,
but
huh?
The problem is you had to park on every side. I mean, I got a ticket every other night because me putting street numbers together and right and left. I was done. I was toast.
So how much snow do they actually get in Pea Ridge, Arkansas?
Very little.
I was going to say.
Yeah, but they're expecting 8 to 10 inches this week.
Wow.
So that's or this weekend. So
yeah, I know a lot of the country is facing that.
I think this storm on tomorrow is going to be worse than the one we had yesterday.
Well, the way it sounds.
Yeah, it's not. And the problem is it's going to be the cold that comes after it, where we're still going to have icy roads for about a week.
Yeah, we will.
So
right.
Yep. Got to be very careful with that.
Yep.
So.
Once we get them cleaned off, they're not going to be that clean.
They're not going to be that clean.
Nope.
So people need to be aware and make sure you wash your vehicles. So
the wind is concerning. You know,
very concerning.
Drifting.
Yep.
Sure.
So I'm a big drift anyway.
Well, that's little windy out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Is so. Joanne here yet?
Joanne is here.
What
yeah.
I wonder what she's doing.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Anyway, world record day today, Philip.
You're a world record beater yourself,
well,
aren't you?
Most children delivered at a single birth to survive.
Okay.
Nine.
Nine?
Nine, yep.
Was that in Arkansas, or where was that?
It was in Himalaya, China.
Oh, okay.
So, longest time to hold breath voluntarily, 24 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd be dead.
Oh, yeah, I would, too.
Yeah, so I would be dead.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
There's a new world record. Did you see the Georgian athlete who performed 61 handstand push-ups in a row to break a Guinness World Record?
How many?
61 handstand push-ups in a row.
So that's you're going straight up in the air. And yeah, well, I think he's got my total life record right there.
Handstand. So that's...
That's why you're straight up in the air.
Yeah, right.
And then back
and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't even do a
I don't think I could get in the air.
No, I know I couldn't. Now, maybe leaning against the wall.
Maybe.
But then again.
We don't want to do that. You rough the paint.
True.
So.
True. Especially with my KISS belt buckle. In the.
I can't see your KISS belt buckle.
No, I can't either.
In 2001, Ismael Rivas Falcon of Spain pulled the heaviest train with his beard, pulling a train weighing 6,069 pounds.
Pulled it with his beard?
Pulled it with his beard.
Wow, man. That's incredible.
And again, why?
I don't know. I guess he could.
You think I could pull anything with this little goatee?
No, I don't think so.
I wish people would pull the grays right out of it.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The only thing that
and
I would
And you wouldn't
like.
Have one, would you?
No, and that's okay. So anyway, any news coming this weekend?
Well, no. I think the news is going to be that nothing's going on for a little while anyway, tomorrow. And then
it's January in Wisconsin.
It is, and unfortunately, as I've said, everything averages out. You know?
I think I got 3.5 inches of snow last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I blowed it this morning, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah, I heard reports for about 4 inches over in your area.
Yeah,
and so.
But anyway, I mean, I know I'm sure Woodman gets more than I do. So
yeah, they're right. A little higher up on the hill there.
Yeah, well, and they act like it too. You know?
Hottie totty, are they?
Yeah, little hottie totty. That Sherry lady over there is just like, I'm better than you, and now I must be.
I don't think so.
No, she's a good woman, but I like to give her crap because she gives me crap all the time.
Right. Yep.
So anyway, you got plans tonight?
Yeah, we're going to be in Richland Center boys basketball game.
It's a short trip home for you.
Yeah. I'm glad it's Prairie du Chien coming here, because normally when we go to Prairie du Chien, it snows. It's like this.
And then I'm worried about you stopping at my house and staying the night.
Right. That would be scary.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, we actually built a doghouse for you, Philip.
Oh.
So me and Clementine did that. My head musher.
Mm. So Clementine doesn't sleep in it, so I got a little space.
You have a little space?
Okay, good.
Yeah, she's probably afraid of anything. So this is no lie. I don't know why this is, but when I start cooking eggs, Philip, she runs to the bedroom and gets under the cover. She cannot handle, like, the poppy noises or anything.
Oh.
So.
She's a little shy of your cooking.
She's probably tasted it. Oh, please, don't feed me
don't
that.
Don't give me that.
Don't give me that. But I give my dogs an egg a day.
An egg a day.
Yeah, it helps their coat, and it's very good for them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, very good for them.
So do you cook it for them?
I cook it
for them. It's not a raw egg.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Nope, I cook it.
Hmm.
Okay. So, and, you know, since I'm on a diet, I get to sit there and watch them eat that.
Okay.
So, and they sit there and watch me eat my celery.
Okay. That's on the diet, right?
That's on the diet, yeah.
Yeah, we've been trying to get you to you know, fall off the wagon, but you've been real.
Yeah, I'm real. Yeah. I mean, because there's nothing better than a big old, you know, like a loaded tot.
Yeah, no. You're talking about food a lot.
Oh, I have to.
So are you dreaming about food right now?
Not really.
No?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so my oatmeal,
uh-huh.
It's cooling down right now, so.
Sure, yeah. Well, good for you. I applaud you. You're sticking to your New Year's resolution, and I am too. Mine is to move around, do something every day, and, you know, not sit there. And so I've been getting out and
walking. But, you know,
walking.
We actually have a tough job with that. You know,
well, we sit a lot.
Yeah,
but,
we do.
Getting out and even snow shoveling is an activity.
But we use our brain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, people don't know the wear and tear of our brain that we use.
Especially when you're sitting on it all day. Have a good one.
Have a good day. Yeah. Be kind, my man.
You betcha, buddy.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
School 2 hours late in the Riverdale District, the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle. There is no AM early childhood and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. There is a 2-hour delay in the Ithaca District. There is no 4K AM 4K for the Bulldogs today. The weight room is closed as well this morning. And Vark routes are running 2 hours late. Daytime highs in the upper 20s today. The winter storm warning for our immediate area begins at midnight on Friday morning.
Hello, everyone. Kenny, the wannabe baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th from 5 p.m. to midnight. We'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center.
we want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Notes on today, the 11th of January, 1908, President Theodore Roosevelt proclaimed the Grand Canyon National Monument. Also, 1935, aviator Amelia Earhart began an 18-hour trip from Honolulu to Oakland, California, making her the first person to fly solo across any part of the Pacific Ocean. And more recently, in the year of 1989, 9 days after leaving the White House, President Reagan bade the nation farewell in a primetime address. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes on the radio today for Grandma Becky. We love you so much. From Cashton, Quinn, James, and your two grandbabies on the way. To Brenda Gotch from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Addie Nelson from Grandpa and Grandma. Wishes as well to Brenda Gotch from Lori and the guys this morning. Pat Lund, happy wishes from Five Points Lutheran Church. We wish you all the best. Also this week, Rhonda Marish had a birthday. In fact, happiest of days. See you this week. Lots of love from Mom, Sis, Monty, and Pooh Bear as well. Greetings going out for the Richland Center Primary School celebrants today, including Easton Dean Slaney and Owen Stibbe celebrating today. With a little bit of a delay in school. Happy birthday wishes to Mike Burns, Linda Chitwood, Jamie Felland, Gracie Parker, and Dwayne Winterberg, all celebrating today from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Sherry Biba, to Linda Chitwood, Thomas Clary, and Addison Nelson. Happy wishes to Mike Burns from Bob and Heidi Shear this morning, and a happy birthday wish to James Murray and Gracie Parker from the RC Lions. We've had some really nice anniversaries this week as well, so we want to take the time again. Now, this one came and got caught somewhere along the lines over the World Wide Web, but a happy anniversary to Myra and Keith Deckert. Now, we had that on earlier this week, but wishes from Betty Bain, Lorraine Service, and Rhonda Marish, 76 years for Myra and Keith. That was a couple of days ago on January 9th. And today, some good listeners in Woodman celebrate Roger and Kayla Herbers. Celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary today. Congratulations from all of us here at WRCO.
Birthdays and anniversaries come around every year, but there's a secret out there not every guy knows. When you give your wife a gift of jewelry, it shows you care about her wants as well as her needs. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and our job is to make smiles larger during these occasions. Life is a roller coaster, and sometimes it's just nice to do something special for your partner in life. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Southwest Wisconsin's birthday and anniversary destination, downtown Richland Center.
Cool.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Today is a special day for Linda Chitwood. We have a note that says, to my wife, Linda Chitwood, your husband, Ed, all the kids and grandkids. We know that you'd like to hear a great Willie Nelson song to play today. But instead, we'll play your second favorite, Elvis Presley.
Aloha, Monka, Mahe. This is the moment I've waited for. I can hear my heart singing. Soon bells will be ringing. This is the moment. Forever, promise me that you will leave me never.
Warm thoughts of love and the warmness of Hawaii showing through. We need some of that today. That's Elvis Presley on WRCO and WRCE. We're at 20 degrees in Richland Center. Well, the Packers preparing for Dallas on Sunday. I see there are 7.5-point underdogs, but Vegas odds makers kind of liking the underdogs in the upcoming playoffs. Packers and the Steelers, too, I think. There are a couple of the way down there, underdogs that have a shot. I don't know how I feel. I feel everybody has a shot. The NFL has been such a up and down year. It's been, you know, all about parity. And a lot of times teams that have only a couple of wins this year have been knocking off the top dogs. So anything's possible. So I go into it with an open mind thinking, yeah, you know, whatever. It's gravy that they're there. And if they win, they win. If they don't, they don't. So I'm going to try not to throw the pillow at the screen on Sunday. But anyway, Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
Happy New Year from all of us at Court & Main. We are having 50% off all holiday decor now through January 13th. We are also having 25% off on some of our best-selling candles. Get a great deal on Christmas and holiday decor for your home in the following years. Exclusions do apply. See store for details. Stop in to see us Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
It is 7:45, and News Time Today is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. That forecast includes highs in the upper 20s today. It looks like tonight is when it gets a little interesting again after midnight. Snow developing 1 to 2 inches possible. Another 5 to 7 additional accumulation tomorrow. 1 to 3 tomorrow night. Maybe some more on Saturday. 8 to 13 is the prediction. The preliminary storm total predictions from the weather forecasters. A winter storm warning will be in effect for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties beginning at midnight tonight.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Due to slippery road conditions from an additional snowfall overnight, these schools have a two-hour late start. Riverdale, the Richland School District that includes St. Mary and Eagle, there is no AM early childhood, no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. Ithaca, there is no AM 4K and no weight room this morning. In community announcements, FARC routes are running 2 hours late. With cases of RSV rising across Wisconsin, the Department of Health Services is urging pregnant Wisconsinites to get the vaccine to protect their baby from the virus. As of yesterday, there have been 1,402 people in Wisconsin hospitalized with RSV this season. 580 of those are children under age 2. The RSV vaccine can be given to people who are pregnant between 32 weeks and 36 weeks and 6 days of pregnancy and provides protection for newborns until they are 6 months old. The vaccine was approved for use in 2023 and is safe and effective. People who are pregnant should ask their health care provider if they can get the vaccine. A different option to protect infants under 8 months of age is also available in limited supply. This is why it is especially important for people who are pregnant to get the RSV vaccine, which is readily available to ensure their infants are protected. The RSV vaccine is also available to all adults age 60 and older. Aging and older adults, individuals who are pregnant, and new parents should contact their health care provider to determine if RSV vaccination or preventive treatment is recommended for them or their infant. In addition to the RSV vaccine, DHS urges everyone 6 months and older to get the flu vaccine and updated COVID-19 vaccine. This is especially important for people who are at greater risk of becoming seriously ill. This includes those who are pregnant, age 65 and older, and those with chronic health conditions. Wisconsinites can find locations offering the flu and COVID-19 vaccine by visiting vaccines.gov or calling 211 or 877-947-2211. Getting to the root of dementia, that's the aim of a 5-year national study by UW-Madison called Clarity in Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementias, Research Through Imaging, or Clarity, which will investigate characteristic biomarkers in people either with dementia or at risk of getting it. 2,000 people will be enrolled nationwide in the study, which has a goal to help researchers better understand and treat cognitive diseases. The National Institutes of Health has awarded a $150 million grant to the UW School of Medicine and Public Health for the project. That's the largest NIH grant in the university's history. Backers of former President Donald Trump have filed a petition seeking to recall Wisconsin Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from office. Petition filed Wednesday cites Voss's opposition to Trump and is not moving forward with impeaching the state's top elections official. The effort faces a high bar for success, but it points to continued anger among Trump's most ardent supporters in battleground Wisconsin over his loss in the 2020 election and how Voss responded to it. Those behind the effort have until March 11th to submit 6,850 signatures from voters in Voss's Southeast Assembly District to force the recall election. At the Capitol, findings and recommendations from the Speaker's Task Force on Human Trafficking were released Wednesday. More training for K-12 teachers is among the recommendations from the Speaker's Task Force on Human Trafficking, chaired by State Representative Jerry O'Connor of Fond du Lac.
We're not trying to create an additional burden. We're just trying to increase the awareness factor. Teachers are a very special piece of this because they're the ones that are watching and looking for the vulnerable children, asking the questions of what's going on in that life.
That's one of 11 bipartisan bills proposed by the Bipartisan Task Force, which released its findings and recommendations Wednesday. Madison Representative Sheila Stubbs says certain businesses attract traffickers and their victims.
This is how they were grooming them because they wanted to make sure they looked the best. So the tattoo parlors, the beauty salons, and making sure that those individuals there receive the best training that they can get around human trafficking.
Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire serves as the panel's vice chair. She says the fight against human trafficking needs to happen on a variety of fronts.
We need to empower people in the community to know what it looks like because it doesn't look like it does on Law and Order, and to be able to say something seems off here. And so we try to have that intersection of where people might encounter victims.
With only about a month remaining in the current session, it's not clear whether any of the bills will get to the governor. Governor Evers says increasing shared state revenue with local governments was his proudest accomplishment from last year. For example, he says smaller communities can now offer more responsive emergency services.
If the crew's out on an issue, that's it. If somebody needed help after that, they're screwed.
That's Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. Wisconsin Railway Commissioner Don Verwink wants to highlight safety at rail crossings around the state. He briefed the Senate Transportation Committee Wednesday.
Because we've had 19 derailments in the state of Wisconsin this year, two major ones. We've had 5 deaths. We've had 7 trespassing incidents. So things do happen, and it's my job to make sure that the less this happens, the better it is for the people of our state.
The former Democratic lawmaker was appointed last year by Governor Tony Evers to lead the small office, which is responsible for oversight of 4,200 crossings in the state. His appointment still needs approval from the state Senate. Junior Achievement of Wisconsin is looking for student entrepreneurs to participate in a competition that will take place March 6th in Milwaukee. This is for Wisconsin students between the ages of 10 and 18 who have opened a business on or before January 2023. The Young Entrepreneur Competition deadline is this Friday night at 11:59. 4 finalists will be selected. The winner will receive a $10,000 scholarship. You can find more information at wisconsin.ja.org. The deadline to apply for veteran mental health grants has been extended. There are 3 grants currently available to assist Wisconsin healthcare providers, organizations, and nonprofits that provide veteran mental health support services in the Badger State. These grants include the Veterans Mental Health Community-Based Organization Grant, Emergency Crisis Mental Health Treatment Program Grant, and the Veteran Mental Health Ancillary Treatment Program Grant. All grant applications are now due by Thursday, January 25th at 4:30. All questions about the grant application process should be directed to the DVA Grants Unit at vetsbenefitsgrants@dva.wisconsin.gov. The SSM Health St. Clair Foundation, Baraboo, was proud to support local food pantry Beyond Blessed in multiple ways this holiday season. Beyond Blessed was gifted $1,600 in funds to purchase fresh meat and produce through the SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Healthy Community Partnership Grants. These grants provide funding for projects, programs, and activities that advance the health and wellness of those living in the greater Baraboo, Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells area. In addition to the grant money, the SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Baraboo donated $2,500 for hygiene items such as toilet paper, facial tissue, soap, and shampoo for its holiday distribution held December 20th that supported over 900 households. In the past, the foundation has supported hygiene items for the Baraboo Food Pantry and Central Wisconsin Community Action Coalition, which serves the Wisconsin Dells Food Pantry, and now has expanded to include the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry. To learn more about the SSM Health St. Clair Foundation, Baraboo Community Grants, or other programs, please contact Julia Randles, SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Baraboo Director, at 608-356-1449. A Black River Falls woman reported missing on Thanksgiving has been found dead. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday a Black River Falls Municipal Utilities employee found a body later identified as 53-year-old Stacy Schrammick in the water near the Black River Falls Dam. Schrammick had been reported missing by her family on November 23rd when she left her home that afternoon in a kayak, which was later found overturned on the banks of the Black River. Several area agencies and organizations joined in the search for Schrammick after her overturned boat was spotted. The stormy winter weather contributed to a fatal head-on collision in Jefferson County Tuesday morning. The sheriff's office there says a semi-truck was traveling on Highway 18 in the town of Oakland when it crashed into an SUV. The driver of the SUV died at the scene, while the semi-driver wasn't injured. The crash is being investigated by the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Officials say road conditions were a factor in the crash. A Shawnee County sawmill will have to pay nearly $300,000 in penalties after a federal inspection. After OSHA's follow-up inspection of Tigerton Lumber Company last July, the agency found that the company continues to expose employees to amputation hazards and other risk. The company was deemed a SIR violator in 2019 after a 46-year-old employee suffered fatal injuries at the mill in 2018. The latest OSHA inspection found persistent safety violations, including those associated with unguarded machines. The sawmill was also accused of failing to provide employees with required safety training. The penalties led OSHA to assess a total fine of over $283,000.
At Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center, we've got the best customers in the world. And now we're in search of a great appliance repair technician to assist those customers. Starting pay is $20 to $25 per hour, full-time. Benefits include a 401k matching program, 9 paid holidays, 5 paid sick days, 2 weeks of paid vacation, a company vehicle, flexible schedule, and an awesome team to work with. Log on townandcountryrc.com to apply. That's townandcountryrc.com. Learn new skills and advance your career today with Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Today is Thursday, January 11th. Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95, died Sunday at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 10:30. Burial will be held at the Sextonville Cemetery Friday at 1:45. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the news update today at 8 o'clock is next. Sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.